Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil. And we are here to take your calls and discuss our topic. I think we're going to be talking a little bit more about geographical karma today, and then who knows where the conversation will take us. But we're first going to take the caller that's in the queue. But before we do that, want to let everybody know how to get a hold of us today. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 to speak with us. If you want a reading or if you want to comment on the topic, the number to call after the show, 562-596-7818, and callers and listeners can join us on Facebook here on Blog Talk Radio. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And we're going to take 404 first before we start talking. Hi. Caller, are you there? 404. Huh. Caller can't hear us. Can you hear us now? What I'm going to do, because we may be having a little problem here, is call in as a guest and see if we can bring on the caller that way. Maybe that caller will hear us. We can't have silence, Neil, while I'm calling. I'm trying to bring on the caller. Can you talk for a minute?
So did they hear our original statement here?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out. So I'm coming on now. Okay, so let me try to bring on the caller. Hi, 404. Disconnected. We're having a problem being heard today.
We were talking about geographical karma, and I guess we'll continue our discussion until we can figure out what's going on technically with the show and the sound. So
let's try again
here.
Okay, let's try to bring on 404. Can you hear us? Nope.
Still can't hear us. Or are they not getting through?
Well, the weird thing is that I can hear us through the phone when I call. So I'm going to disconnect them and see if they call back. Okay, so
we were talking about geographical karma. Well, the idea about geographical
such
karma.
Such professionalism.
There are two regions regarding that topic. One is the physical geographical energy, whereby we actually enter into a place physically with our physical bodies, and we have had experiences in that part of the earth before, which will bring about karma on various levels.
Can be positive or negative.
Can be positive or negative. If we have been in an area before in a previous lifetime, and we re-enter that area, and there is still karma left over in that area, then of course we're going to be experiencing the energy of that locale in relation to the topic that was unresolved. So, for instance, if you entered an area physically, if you went to a certain area of the earth where you had unresolved conflicts in relationships, you may experience a lot of crazy relationship stuff going on in that part of the earth. If there was something to do with traffic, you might get into a traffic accident.
So you mean like a car accident that took someone else's life or caused somebody serious bodily harm, or even it can be softer than that, and then accordingly will
adjust.
That's
the physical locality of.
If you murdered someone, then you can experience something pretty dramatic on the land.
That's how a lot of people end up dying when they go on vacation, or when they visit a place and that happens.
So, you know, the interesting thing is because, you know, with if you're coming into the body with that kind of karma attached to your soul, so you've, you know, committed a horrendous crime in a past life, and then you are living your current incarnation and you don't visit that area, is it possible to avoid that karma, or will it eventually hit, do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of it is specific to location. So if you don't enter that area, you're not going to be exposed to that karma.
So you can avoid it. Or
you can
maybe someone who's born in that area can leave and avoid the karma.
But that doesn't mean that you're not going to have
or something.
Unresolved karma. You still have that unresolved karma to deal with. So it may take place in a different area.
But it may not be as dramatic, perhaps?
Yeah, because the locale is specific to the incident. So if you do have unresolved karma and you don't go to the locale where that karma took place, then it might indirectly affect you in somewhere else in time and space. But that's the physical karma of a place. A lot of people who enter areas where they've had past lives before will suddenly get a deja vu. They can be in their own general locale to get deja vu. But many times it happens when we are far away from our homeland, from our home state or our birthplace. So it can happen anywhere. And deja vu is almost just essentially the soul slipping into the experience of having lived that moment before, but in a previous lifetime. And then what usually happens with people with deja vu in terms of geographical karma is they'll say to the person next to them, "I knew you were going to say that. I feel like this has happened before." Well, because the trigger of that would be that perhaps the person you were speaking to actually was in that past life with you.
Okay, let's bring our caller, and then we can talk more after we take the call. 404, can you hear us now?
Yes. My name is Shanitia. My birthday is 3394.
Oh, hi, Shanitia.
Hi. Do you see new love coming soon for me?
So, hold on a sec. Shanathia.
Shanathia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nethia, correct?
Let's start over again. How you spell it?
It's like Shane, Shanethia. And she's 3/3/1994. And we talked on the last show, or not the last show, but a week ago, about a boyfriend, and you were trying to get over the boyfriend. And mm-hmm. so you were talking about how to break away from that situation, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now you're feeling a little bit better. That's good. You're thinking about new love. That's a step in the right direction. I don't see any reason why there would be, you know, she's not going to be single for the rest of her life. So, I mean, definitely new love. When would be the question? You're how old, Shanathia?
23.
So 6 years away from 29.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be 24 before. I think you'll find somebody in your 24th year. At least that's mm-hmm. what seems to be the situation. Hmm. About the 24th year, a couple of things probably need to take place before you enter that relationship. One has to do with who is the person in your family background who would know how to mend clothes, who would have a sewing machine. Iron Bell?
No, someone that does clothes, not that I could think of.
Well, the reason I'm saying, well, I don't know. I'm seeing a woman with a sewing machine. Now, I don't know, I'm not sure why I'm seeing that yet, but it seems to have something to do with your next relationship coming up. Have you yourself been fitted for any clothes? Did you buy any new clothes that had to be tailored or anything like that lately?
No, not yet. No, I haven't.
No, not yet. Do you have any engagement that you're invited to, a wedding or something like that, where you're going to be fitted for clothes?
No.
All of the above is no. I don't know. There's some, you know, when I go to your relationships situation, I see a woman with a sewing machine, and I was trying to figure out who that was, and I don't know exactly why that would be coming in. Your mother, she's alive, right?
Yes.
Well, your parents, are they separated or are they together?
My mom is still living. My dad passed away January of 2014.
Okay. Your dad passed away January of 2014. Now, January, dad passed away. I'll tell you something. I'm going to venture a guess that the sewing machine, just this is the way we work here on this radio show. The sewing machine and seeing a woman at a sewing machine, I went to your mom. I was starting to think about your mom. Now maybe she doesn't have a sewing machine. But what for some reason, when I jumped from the sewing machine over to your mom, I felt she was single, meaning that, you know, that was either a divorce or, as we've seen now, there's been a death in the family. So you're somehow, I don't know, this is all leading to your next relationship. I'm not sure yet how to quite put it together, but your father, do you know your father's birth date?
February the 5th. I couldn't tell you the year, but I know.
You know how old he was when he died?
I think my dad was like 42 or 43 when he passed.
And when did he die? What month?
January.
January 10. I didn't hear that because I. Year. This year?
Yeah, of 2014.
I stepped away. I'm sorry. So, I did not hear that.
So he might have been
3 years ago.
He might have been born in 72.
Yeah, I think it was probably 72. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe 72. 7?
26, 8.
17. 26, 8. Well, you know, I don't know. There's something we don't know. You know, sometimes when you look into the future, you try to figure out, okay, when's the next relationship for any particular person? This seems to be coming out of the fabric, no pun intended, of the relationship that between you, your mom, and your father. What, did your dad die of a heart attack? What caused his death?
Oh, wow. Yes, it was a heart attack.
What we're looking for in your situation is a relationship of the heart, not one that would involve somebody connecting with you and then ultimately you guys break up and you're all sad and everything. I think the next relationship is one of the heart. Now, it might be the next relationship could be leading to marriage.
Right. Well, so on the last show, she had asked if she was going to be married with children by 29. So that was didn't we talk about that, Shanithia?
Yes. So I'll meet him. Yes, ma'am. So I'll meet him around my 24 years, and
well, possibly there could be another person besides this person, don't you think? I mean, it may or may not be the person you're going to marry because she's 24.
There could be. You know, what we would say is that, you know, perhaps during the age of 24, that perhaps, but this is under a psychic vibration. Perhaps that year you're going to meet the guy that becomes your husband. We're looking at it psychically. We're making it's not a sound prediction, but I guess the best we could come up with is that there's a good possibility that you're going to be married, meet the guy when you're 24. And there's something, you know, it's weird because when I was looking, first of all, at the sewing machine, and sometimes you have these patterns that you work out with the sewing machine, you know, how to make a dress or something. I'm seeing blueprints. But the blueprints have to do with the military. Now, is there anybody in the military background in your family?
Only thing I could think of in a military background, my grandfather was in the military.
Okay, that's a family member in the military background.
Grandfather was in the military. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, in working with that, it still seems to be, on a casual vibration. You're going to die at 24. I don't remember what you do. What do you do to make a living?
I work at a perfume glass company.
Perfume glass, what's that?
Perfume glass company? You mean like that bottles for fragrances? Perfume?
Yes, like for the Tom Ford and stuff.
So they produce bottles. It's a glass company that produces bottles.
You work for a company that makes bottles for perfume?
Yes.
Okay, well, that has something to do with the blueprint. Because don't the bottles have a design that they have to follow?
Yes, they're all the glasses all have to be the same on different lines.
What do you do specifically in that job? Do you make the glasses yourself?
No, I look at them and I pack them into boxes.
So you're like quality control type thing?
I'm a selector.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. So that might have something to do in some remote way with the blueprint, because it seemed that I was looking at a pattern. And if these bottles are designed in a certain way for different perfumes, and I guess some bottles are designed specifically for perfume, so you can recognize the perfume by the bottle
mm-hmm.
shape, you know, and mm-hmm. then the name, of course, gives it away. But some bottles are made specifically for that particular perfume, the shape. So, you know, I'm getting a little bit of vibe there. In relation to the last 3 years, how long have you been working at this company?
I've been working there. It's about to be going on 2 years now.
Yeah. So I said when you're 24. So when you've been working there, you know, so somewhere in the vicinity of 3 years, that's when I see this person coming. I don't know. Maybe he'll come before, but let's just play it safe and say that starting in March, that's not too far away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We could maybe start looking at a relationship for you. And it seems like this person would be serious. Would consider, you know. Huh?
In March, the one looking.
Yeah, well, that's
well,
the starting
that's
date.
The start. Yeah, it's not a set in stone date, but. You know,
it's a starting date. You don't go thinking in March. You know,
yeah, it's going to happen right
now,
and it hasn't happened, and why? But that's the beginning of this.
We're considering that when you turn 24, somewhere in that year, you have this relationship. So naturally, that starts. The beginning line is in March.
Okay.
She sounds thrilled. I know everybody's in a rush to get, you know, what they're desiring, but it's continuum.
Do you want children?
She does.
Yes, I was concerned about that. Like, you know, I was picked on a whole lot because my brothers and sisters, they have children. And my sister, you know, she says a lot of nasty things, you know, to the point where, you know, I can't have kids and, you know, my body is destroyed, and I kind of, like, fell into it, like, yeah, I really can't have children, probably.
Oh, wait, your sister can't have children? Is that what you're saying? And you're concerned that you're not going to be able to?
No, she was telling me I couldn't have kids, so it kind of broke me down to the point where I know.
Why?
You know.
Why would she know? I mean, how would she be privy to that information? I mean, she doesn't know if you're fertile or not. Why would she say that to you?
I don't know. She always stabs me in that way, like, because all my brothers and sisters have kids, and I don't have them yet. And she always like, you're not going to have children. It's just hurtful.
I see. So she's saying that, like, because you're 23, which is very young, by the way, that you aren't going to have children. What's your sister's birthday, just out of curiosity? Do you know that?
It's 10-12-97, I think, 97.
She's a 30 equals 3, which is your,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's in your month and your day.
She's 21 years
old. Hmm?
She's 21.
She's 21, yeah. She's younger than you, and how many kids does she have?
She has just one.
one. But I mean, that's, you know,
no,
she
would be, if she's 21, then she was born in 1996.
Yeah. So she would be a 2911 too.
Same as you.
Yeah, because she just turned 21 in October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it would be 1996, because if she was born in 1997, yeah, she would have been 20 this year.
You'll get married and you'll have kids. That's what we think. You know, I don't know about what your sister's coming up with. You're never going to have kids. That's not where we're coming from. We're not coming from that area.
You definitely in the future see me having children. I'm not to the point where I can't have children. Like, my body is not destroyed.
No, you're 23. You're 23 years old. I mean, when you get to be like, I mean, women still have children in their 40s. I mean, that may be a riskier situation, but you're nowhere near that point.
No.
So in terms of fertility, I mean, what your body is doing, we're not getting into that. But I don't think that, you know, have you tried to have children, been unsuccessful? We're not talking about a fertility issue. It's just about, you know, a relationship issue and finding the right person that you can have children with. You're young,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you've got a ways to go. You could be 35 and easily have a child. You don't have to worry right now about that.
A long way away from that point of being worried.
We just think you're going to be married and have a child. You know, that's what we think.
Okay.
So that maybe the age of 24 might be the beginning time of it. What's this thing about a TV? Did you guys get a TV, or is there a TV out about ready to break down, or did you buy a TV? Anything with a TV going on?
No, not yet. I was thinking about buying the TV.
Well, that would be what's going on with the TV, probably.
Be more specific.
She was thinking,
But be more specific. What do you mean you were thinking? Tell me how you were thinking about it.
I was thinking about buying a bigger TV, like to get rid of the TV that's in my bedroom, but I haven't set in stone yet, like when I was going to buy it.
Have you been thinking about it like last week? Was it on your mind this week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's the TV. So I'm picking up on the thoughts are coming in. Well, don't worry. I mean, it's just, you know, I want to figure out what was going on, and it's just mind reading. So anyways, it helps to establish the idea that you're going to be having you're going to meet somebody. You're probably going to have a child. I wouldn't worry about it right now. But because this is, you know, if it's meant to be, it will happen. But according to us, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be that far away from now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your sister tell you these things. And don't start thinking all these.
Yeah, because if you start to let someone influence you like that, it affects your thinking and your well-being. It's not healthy.
Okay.
Shanithya.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So.
So we were talking, you know, the idea too of when you walk into a certain area. I used to conduct classes where I would have people just walk from one part of the room to the other and get a readout on their feeling with each step they took. The vibrational field around us is very strong. So, for instance, we've gone and done some house hunting, ghost hunting stuff together. Chris and I, we've gone to homes and picked up spirits and stuff like that. And what usually happens is that we just walk into the house, and we don't even get through the threshold before the vibrations start coming. And we're talking an hour before we even stepped into the living room.
True.
And we're talking to spirits and guides. It's absolutely true.
It is.
And
well, because portals, I mean, if we talk about portals, portals are everywhere. I mean, they can be in many locations in a home or, you know, whatever space you're going into. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's vibrational energy as well. If you have,
well, if you've got a spirit that's in a house, more or less a certain locale, and that spirit has predominated over the entire house, a good psychic will walk in and start perceiving things right away and start communicating. I was even went to a house where I was walking up to the door from outside, and I stopped dead in my tracks, and I said,
"Hope you didn't stop dead."
Stopped dead in my tracks, no, yeah, to get ahead of the spirit. I said, "Somebody right here broke their leg, right here," and they did. Now, that's reading an environment. It's a little bit different than the karma of an environment, but that doesn't mean that in reading an environment, you're not picking up on the karma of that environment. So we leave impressions. And those impressions that we leave in any specific locale or dwelling place, or whatever it may be, stays there. For the most part, it stays. And if someone is very perceptive, they're going to be able to pick up on that energy and see it reenacted right in front of them as though it were happening. It's like this virtual reality episode. Now, that isn't to say that everyone who experiences a karma in a certain locale has to connect to a spirit. Sometimes it's just a feeling. Most people will actually get more of a feeling than actually be speaking to a spirit or a ghost or something like that. Most people just get a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, most people aren't really, the average person isn't capable of communicating with spirits. I mean, they haven't developed to that level yet. So
not unless the spirit is so strong.
Right, that is manifesting in the physicality.
So you're prone to feel an energy, and that can be in any situation. We've gone to homes where we walked into the house. On the other hand, we walked into the house, didn't feel anything. Walked into the kitchen, didn't feel anything. We walked into the den. Aha, we feel something. And then we start talking about energy, about maybe things happening in the family, something, and everything starts to get validated. So even in a house, sometimes spirits are trapped within a certain space of that house. Or the karma can only be read in a certain area of a specific location. Like in a house, it might only be, you have to go into the bathroom to read it, or you have to go into the living room. But in some, the whole house can be infused with it. Some people, it's the whole state.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say this. Or an area of a state.
Yeah.
You know, hundreds of miles can be a karmic zone rather than just like a place on the block that you're residing.
You know, these science fiction movies where they put the glass bubble over the town and they can't get out of the town, I think a lot of that is borrowed from the idea of energy that encompasses a place. And, it's put into this fiction form that maybe there's Martians or something that's occupying a town. They put a bubble there. There was a really significant movie made back in the 60s called Village of the Damned. And everybody fell asleep. And while they were asleep, some alien form came and every woman in the town became pregnant. With these
realistic movie
with these blonde haired children that they had these eyes, hypnotic eyes, and they would look at you and make you do things, and they're trying to take over the world. Yeah, it had its social implications and all that. But you couldn't, in the town, if they got within a certain range of that town, as soon as they crossed a certain line, whoever crossed it would fall asleep. So you have parameters of karma in terms of geography, and you always have to consider just how far vibrational karma
reach. And it's going to be different for each individual. I mean, some people don't have negative karma in the realm of location. So,
oh, somebody's,
you know,
totally
it's great karma.
Great karma, yeah.
But great karma in a specific area can also be very limiting to a person who has great karma in that area, because their lives are not going to really be, I mean, it's a bad way to say it, but their lives are going to be specifically, I mean, successful in that area, and they aren't going to, you know, have maybe a broad range effect. So that's
yeah,
the other
specific, you know, just like the, you know, big fish in a little
small
pond.
Idea.
And you're really great in your hometown. As soon as you leave, you're nobody.
Right.
So that can happen. Yeah. That's
yeah.
part of the karma.
Okay. Let's bring on this caller 914. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. Thanks. Hi. How are you?
Good. Good.
Good. What's your name?
Maria.
Okay. Maria. From West Side Story.
Yeah.
yeah.
What's your birthday?
September 23rd.
And the 85. Year, please? 85?
85. Yep.
Okay. And what's your question, Maria?
I'm just wondering, I'm hoping for a few big changes to come soon, and I'm just wondering if there's any messages that come through as far as, I don't know, I guess there's a lot of things I want to ask, but it's, I guess I'm trying to keep it general.
Well, you can... If you can be a little more specific, actually, we have a lot of callers coming in here.
As far as, I guess, moving residents.
Moving. And you're 30, you just turned 32 years old, is that correct?
Yeah.
Did I get
yeah.
that right? Okay. A move. Are you planning on moving within your area?
Yes.
So a short move?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's a, I don't know where, if you step outside your house, I don't know where you would look down the street, across the street, but I'm seeing like a sandy lot, not like sand, like at a beach, but just like a lot or some space where you would see like, maybe it's like dirt or sand. First of all, is that outside your current residence, any area like that?
Well, it's funny you say that, because where I'm looking to move, there's actually a lake that's part of the development.
Oh, so there would be sand there in that location?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's where you're moving then, because I saw you walking outside your home and seeing that. So we're already in the future watching
yeah.
you do that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
That was a quick answer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
But you can... We can go a little further. Is there something else you want to ask? Since that was like, you know, kind of a, sometimes answers aren't that quick.
What state is she in?
What state are you in?
New York.
New York. Are you, so upstate New York? Cause I'm thinking like New York City doesn't have like lakes.
Oh yeah, it is upstate.
Upstate New York. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, there might be lakes in the city, but I was thinking it's probably a more rural area.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else, Maria, before we move on to
yes,
the next call?
Yes, I was actually in the process of wanting to file for divorce.
Oh, wow.
So that's another thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the move, are you currently living with your husband?
Yes.
And so you would be moving out, but you weren't sure if you moved, if you were going to still file. Is that, am I understanding that right?
Planning on moving out on my own. So, and look, I've been looking around. So that's why I was
right.
wondering
so,
if it'll actually go through without
so the
him.
Filing, I mean, you're going to, if you move out on your own, then you're going to file.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you're going to move, then I would say that you're going to file.
Well,
for divorce.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, prior to you saying that, I saw three bodies in the house. I mean, not three dead bodies. so it's
She's
you and your husband. Are there any children?
I have three boys.
So that's the three.
Okay, then the three bodies are your three boys. Well,
yes.
You know, it gets down to a practical level. Number one, a practical question. Are you able to, can you
yourself.
Afford the move, and can you afford to live in that place by the lake?
I am getting help from family. So, yes.
So you'll be able to do that
in
and support
words,
your
gonna,
kids?
They're going to buy the place to help you with the payments?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
So can I ask a question regarding like custodial arrangements? Are you planning to, if you divorce, are you planning to share custody with your husband? How, what kind of?
Yes, I am.
So you're, I mean, it's going to be amicable enough that you're splitting the kids and would there be like spousal support on his part for you? Do you make less than him or do you work?
Right now I'm not working.
You're not working right now, but in moving, and with all things considered, you can make a comfortable move because of your parents' support and they're helping you financially, so you would qualify and sustain yourself in that way, right?
Right, right, correct.
And who is the name? Where does the name Robbie or Robert or Robbie come in? Where is it? Anywhere you want, just go find it.
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
You're not sure. You're not sure. You're not sure. Rob, Bobby, Roberta, I don't know. Why am I getting that around you? Well, I don't know.
It's probably
something
so obvious to me, but I can't think of it.
Don't worry about it. Who would be, if anybody in the family took photographs or liked photography, as a hobby, who would that person be?
It would be my husband's niece, Gina.
Your daughter? Your son? Who? Who's Gina?
It's my husband's niece. My niece.
Oh, your husband. Okay. All right, all right. So what's probably this round of questions here is starting to work. There's going to be some difficulty in the divorce. You know what happens? You get divorced, then they each have their own lawyer, which is typical, and then the fights begin. Even if you think it's going to be amicable, there's still some you know, this, that, and the other. Does your husband know you're going to about to go through this filing?
I mean, we've hit rock bottom a while ago, but I haven't really mentioned it yet to him.
So what I'm asking you is, do you think he's going to cooperate and be totally cooperative throughout?
No,
the...
I don't. No.
Yeah.
So then it's not going to be.
So that's what I'm saying. You got some rocky stuff to get through. But if you're not happy and you think it's over and you're really sure about that, then, you know, you have to go through what you have to go through. It's not going to be pleasant. We don't predict it will be. It's going to be rough. But if you have your home and you finally settle down and you have your life and you're happy, you're happier than you were when you were married, it's worth the effort. This is your life. I mean, who else's life is it? So if you you're really determined to say, I'm going to be happier without this person than with this person, then go, you know, buckle up and go through what you have to go through in order to get through the ordeal. I don't know, who's 12, 13 years old? Which one comes close to that age?
My oldest is 9.
Your oldest is 9. And I was getting 12, 13. Your oldest is 9. Why am I getting 12, 13? How old is that niece?
She's 21.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what 12 or 13, I don't know what it is. I'm getting something about 12, 13. I thought it was going to be one of your
what's
kids.
What's your husband's birthday?
October 31st.
That's, well, that, I mean, 31 is an
what,
inverted 13. What year?
76,
which is also a 13.
13, 3, 4, 5, 15, 28, 10, 1.
You guys are the same master number.
Yeah. I don't know. 11. There's something. Do you have any siblings?
I do not.
You do not.
Okay.
Don't worry about the 12, 13. It is not important. I think what you're to ask your question. We'll get to the next caller. The home by the water, the lake, the sand. You're going to be happier. Mm-hmm. Go through it. Yeah.
And good for you that you have support from your family. I mean, that's very positive. So.
Yeah.
you know, doing it alone is much more challenging. So at least you have that and can support your kids. But let us know, Maria, how things progress.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And Maria can join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook. We really appreciate it when our callers and listeners support us on social media. Okay. 707. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen.
Hi. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, let me see. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Oh, hi. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Can we get your birth date, Valerie, again?
5/25/54.
And last time, I think we were talking about the last couple times, relationship, right?
Yes.
And you were saying that nothing had transpired. That was the last show. And something
yes.
was supposed to come in. There was some kind of block. What's happening currently?
Nothing.
And I remember that it was something regarding, I'm sorry to hear that, about there was some kind of block in regard to the way you process other people's energy, because in your relationships, not your, you know, the relationships that you have with friends and so on and so forth, family, people come to you for help, and you're giving more than you're receiving, right?
Uh-huh. That was the last conversation, yes.
Yes, that was the last conversation. So in terms of that, what type of things have you done to take better care of yourself?
Well, I'm just taking it easy. I'm kind of in a holding pattern. Because I was looking for 3 consecutive days for work in my field, and that hasn't appeared either. So I was like, okay, I'm in a holding pattern for a reason, but I want to get out of this holding pattern.
Can you,
I'm ready
yeah.
to move.
Yeah, what kind of work do you do again? I know you've told us, but I don't remember.
Oh, yes, I'm in the medical field.
Medical? What do you specifically do in the medical field?
It's specialty.
I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, are you in administration? Are you a
No.
Provider?
It's patient care, but it's a specialty. And I don't want to say too much on the air because it's...
Sure.
Yeah.
I understand.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Fine.
So, well, holding pattern. You know,
I don't know.
It
seems like I'm in one.
You're 31 equals 4. You are what? You're 60.
Three.
At 64, this May there's going to be a change. It could be that that there's a certain delay until May of this of 2018. There could be something about that because 64 is going to be divisible by 4. 63 isn't, 31, 41, 51, 61, that'd be 23 years after. Yeah, it could be something there. I mean, there might be a way to, I don't know if there's a way to really speed it up. What would be the first thing you'd like to see happen? Just pick one thing you'd like to see happen sooner than the other.
A relationship.
Okay, so looking at your past relationships, did any of them last as long as 9 to 10 years?
No.
No, the answer is no. So what's the longest? What, 4 or 5? What's the longest?
Not even 4 or 5. I would say maybe 2.5. Two and a half.
Well, have you ever been married?
No. And I shouldn't say I can't really, but the quality of man that I'm looking for, it seems to be very hard to come by. I mean, I could have anybody I wanted, but they're not what I want. I want a high quality man.
Yeah, you're looking for a special person that fits your standards. And you're just not willing to take anybody because that would be easy and you know you can. but you want somebody special. Well, now, you know, we're talking about in your code, we're talking about a specific special person that's meant for you. The first question to be asked is there such a person? Now, the answer to that is yes. I'm not too concerned about that. I'll tell you where your code signifies that. It's in the 54 of your year, and your first and last numbers of your entire birth date are also a 5 and 4. And though that energy, you also have a repetition of 2 and 5. Those couplings, it's all kind of like poker. You've got a good hand. Now, the fact that you've had a lot of relationships, most of which didn't add up to more than two and a half years, is kind of irrelevant at the moment, because that's karma. You're in a karmic zone. And even though you are well past that, you know, you're going to be 64 and you're getting up there, but love can be late in bloom. And especially if you meet somebody that you really admire and you have fallen in love, and vice versa, and that person too is in their later years and they want some sense of security. You know, a lot of people desire that. They just want to have to be married as they grow older. You know, so I think that to answer your question, let's look at this, first of all, as maybe not happening until May. So don't go drive yourself crazy. If you find somebody before, then fine. But I think May might set the energy going automatically.
How are you interacting with people socially? I mean, are you in situations where meetings are possible?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
So, okay. Well, that's good. I mean,
do you have people making overtures to you? Are there people who are interested in you?
Yes, but I'm not interested in them.
I don't care about that. It just shows you're attractive, you're desirable, you know. People,
it's not like it's completely dry. It's just that you haven't found the right person,
yeah,
a suitable person. Has there been anybody that you're interested in that hasn't returned the interest?
I'd have to say no to that.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's more about you being selective, which is not a bad thing. I mean, you should be selective.
I think at least
there's still like energy in you know, the relationship area in terms of people pursuing her, you know. It's not like she's...
Give it till 64. Do you have a little place in your home where there's a small library, like you have at least 20 books somewhere?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you a reader? Do you like to read?
Yes.
Do you like read mystery novels or more science, nonfiction?
Well, a lot of metaphysical and some in regards to what I do in my field. I like to keep abreast of what's going on.
Well, anyways, the library, I saw the books. I saw books around you. You're a reader. Not everybody's a reader today. You're a reader and you're an old-fashioned reader. You have books, solid books.
Yes.
And that's a good sign. That's our little
validation before
for
we
you.
Move on
gonna
to the
be
next caller.
Somebody, yeah.
Okay, Valerie, keep in touch.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, and it's good when callers that we talk to on a regular basis do check in, because it helps to, you know, redirect the energy if necessary and keeps us updated, you know. So it's good that Valerie called in. 818 is our final caller for the day. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Kara.
Oh,
how are you both?
Kara. Hi, Kara. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while. I just wanted to check in.
Yeah, exactly what I was saying. So we're glad that you did. What's first of all, Kara, can you remind, I know you're born 69 and you're 37/10/1, but remind me of the rest of your birth date, please.
November 28th, 1969.
Yes.
November what?
28th?
Yes.
Happy birthday coming up. 11/28. 69. And she's 37/10/1. So what is going on with your move situation, all that stuff?
I spoke with you. I was going to take a leap of faith and move. Florida. But I was, yes, but the hurricane happened that week. It seems to always happen that way whenever I try and leave California. You know, a divine intervention happens. But in any case, I'm relocated in the area, in Los Angeles, and I'm happy. I have my own place.
Oh, great!
And yes, it worked out well, and it just fell in place instantly, like no effort. That was nice. But now I'm kind of, since I'm settled and I have all my things around me, and I realize that it's kind of time to maybe expand in my relationships. And it's been a while. And I have someone in mind, but although I'm hesitant just because I don't know. That's
so
why I'm calling.
Is this a friend?
He is a friend.
So you're probably concerned a little bit about changing the dynamic of the relationship with this person because of what you've already established.
Yes.
Does he know that you're interested on it? I mean, do you think that he picks up your vibe? Obviously, you haven't expressed it to him.
He's been interested, and finally, it caught my attention.
I see. So he's interested in you. What's his birth date?
His January 4th, 1970.
So you're like, God, just a couple months apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even a couple months, like a month.
He's single, right? He's not married or anything, is he?
22-4.
He's separated, but he's going through the separation.
He's going through the separation. Does he live by himself on his own?
He's in Arizona and he's relocating, so he is leaving
to California.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's interesting because their master numbers equate to his month and day 1-4.
Yeah.
11.
Well, you know, he's going through his change. He's a 4. You're a 1, which adds up to a 5. But that's his. Your master number and his master number occupies his first two numbers. Huh?
What did I just say?
Oh, yeah. You just said that? Kristen's right. The two numbers, so it's a karma. There's a karma going on. I was working out your year. While she was talking, I was working out how old you were, 47, if I did that correctly. So,
47?
Yeah, you know, this could work. I mean, it's a karmic situation. You know him before as a friend, so that makes sense why it's on the karmic side. And more than likely, it's going to become a relationship. Has he expressed interest in you?
Yes, he has. And
go ahead.
He's been traveling here to Los Angeles, and then he's back in Arizona now, and he's supposed to be making the final move. And I've just kind of, you know, don't want to communicate until that kind of happens, just because I don't want to upset any past of his.
What kind of work does he do? Is he stable?
He is stable. He's very much of a an achiever, and he's going to school out here. He's had a modeling, acting, but he also does daytime work. So he covers all bases. I'm not worried about that.
He's a model?
Yeah, he's commercial model.
Okay. And his day job, what kind of work is it? You don't have to tell us specifically what he does.
Sales.
Sales?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing, when I was listening to your voice, it felt like I was picking up something about the industry, and meaning, modeling, you know, that
acting,
that kind of thing. So
blah, blah, blah.
There's
right.
something there. Was there anybody in your background that ever worked for the studios, the movie studios or anything?
I have. And I grew up in Studio City. How could you not know someone?
What?
Well, she says she grew up in Studio City. How could you not? But I'm sure there are a lot of many people that grew up in the area that are have never entered the world.
Were you ever employed by a studio or did any movie work or anything?
Playboy films.
Oh, Playboy films. Okay, so, well, that's the movies.
Yes,
okay, so that's what I was picking up about you.
Not Playboy, but just the industry.
Yes.
You were picking up Playboy. You were picking up she was in the industry. I just want to make that clarification.
Oh. No, I think it's probably going to work. I mean, you know, I mean, it feels very promising and positive, so why not? There's a good likelihood that this is going to happen for you.
So before we close the show, because we're at the end here, do you think that she should make the first move? I mean, he's obviously already made overtures, but right now things are kind of just at a...
It might be whether I want to, you know, extend...
To open that back up again. So...
Well, you give it a try. I mean, why not? You can say something. It's not going to hurt.
I think so, too. Why not?
Yeah.
And yes, I have two good role models. You too. So hey,
oh,
that is good.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you so much. And it's nice to hear both your voices. And I'm glad I'm still local.
Oh,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Kara. Nice. I'm glad you came in today too. And keep us posted on the progress of this relationship. We want to hear what's
will.
Going on. Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We are at the close of the show today. So we hope that you join us then. Bye-bye.